怎么我还没讲你们就知道我会讲得很好。
How come you know that I was going to give you a good speech?
那个听两位姊妹的见证心里面很感动啊。
My heart was very moved by the two sisters' testimonies.
信仰实在不仅是一个理想，实在就是我们的生活。
Our faith is not just an ideal, but it's our life.
书上刚才的见证讲到他们全家啊，在这样子不管工作不管在看望啊，在家庭的里面他们都在经历神。
Just like Sister Su Chang shared, that their family are experiencing God in their work field and in their daily family life.
我们也真的希望每一个儿女不管我们年纪多大，我们都能够从各个角度每一个日子里面来经历我们的神。
I hope that no matter how many years we're in Christ, that we get to experience Christ in every area of our life.
Melody 刚刚的见证我想我们也很感动哈。
We're very touched by Sister Melody's testimony as well.
By the way, 我非常喜欢她跟我们的认同。
And I really appreciate that she identifies with us.
比我从前听到的那个认同好太多了。
It's much better than the identification we heard before.
她说我虽然外面是个白人，可是我跟你们一样都生在神家成为神的儿女。
Because she says that even though outwardly I'm a Caucasian, but I was born in the family of God just like you.
以前有一个竞选的人到黑人区去竞选的时候，他说我虽然外面是白人，可是我心跟你们一样是黑的。
Okay, that makes sense. It's because someone was actually in the election campaign, and then this Caucasian, he went to an area with all black people, and he says that even though outwardly I look white, but in my heart I'm just as black as you guys.
他那个 lifetime 在他里面一个 desire 要 become a missionary.
Her lifetime desire is to become a missionary.
I think God do have a purpose for you and bring you to our midst. You don't need to go to China to be become a missionary. You can be a missionary right in our midst.
相信神带你来是有一个目的的，你不需要到中国去成为一个宣教士，你可以就在我们当中成为一个宣教士。
I do appreciate. 我想神带领我们来到这个教会真的是有个 purpose 啊。
I believe that God brought every one of us here for a purpose.
我们像一个家一样，我们不分年龄，不分种族，不分语言，我们都在主的面前是一家人。
Regardless of our age, our race, and our language, we are all family in the Lord.
因为神实在爱我们啊。
Because God really loves us.
Melody 说她要用48年的经历化成五分钟。
Like Sister Melody just summarized her 48 years of experience in 5 minutes.
那我现在要 summarize 神创世以来的福音变成二三十分钟啊。
And now I want to summarize the gospel throughout the ages in 20 minutes.
Not easy. 我们感谢神，今天我们要讲大喜的信息。
This morning I want to share with you this good news of great joy.
我想在这个世代里面，我们妥协到一个地步，说没有消息就是好消息。
Today we compromise everything to a point. We say that if there's no news, that's good news.
如果能够听到好消息，我们都很高兴。
But then we of course still welcome good news.
你知道现在去赚钱的生意中间的一样是什么吗？
Do you know what's the most one of the most profitable business?
除了赚小孩子、赚女人的钱，好，那化妆品了。
Besides toys and money made all the women.
现在最容易赚钱的事情就是健康，对不对？
And another most profitable industry is health industry.
最容易赚钱的商品就是健康食品，越贵越容易越好。
And then like health food, the more expensive, the more it sells the best.
你看那些什么叫做负离子的东西，哇，都是上百块、上千块美金的。
It's like a negative iron products. They're very expensive.
那讲座最 popular 的讲座就是健康讲座。
And the most popular seminars are health related.
有一次我到南加州去，我去传福音的时候，全福会来的不过将近300个人。
And one time I went to a seminar in Southern California, it's for the businessman's gospel. It's about 300 people came.
那不远的地方 ，Dr. Lin 在那边健康讲座，上千人。
And then not far from us is a health seminar by Dr. Lin, and then more than 1,000 people attended.
让孩子觉得今生的健康比永生的幸福更重要。
People still cherish their health more than eternal wealth.
他们有人说这个人的身体啊，这个所有的成分如果把它分解的话，不过是十几块钱美金就可以买到的。
People say that if you if you decompose a person, all the elements will cost more than about $10.
你把你烧成灰以后，你所有的成分留下来的，里面的铁可以打一根铁钉。
If you're burned into ashes and collect all the iron,
你身上的脂肪可以做六块肥皂。
Then you can altogether all the elements can make one nails and six soap.
你身上的磷可以做两百根火柴，两百二十根。
看你胖瘦就是了啊。 Depends on your
剩下的是一把盐，一杯糖，大概就是这样子。
And then about a handful of salt and sugar. That's
about it. 今天我们这么注重身体，不是因为只是为了肉身这个身体啊。
So today we care about health. It's not just for our physical body.
因为里面装了我们这个人的生命。
It's because it contains life.
因为我们这个人要过我们的人生。
And then we have a life. To live.
所以我们一个人一辈子就活这一次，到底活得怎么样是最重要的事情。
Since we only live once, and the quality of our life is very important.
可是你发现我们花了很多的时间去注意那个一根铁钉、几根火柴的这个东西。
But then we pay so much attention to our physical body.
我们忽略了我们怎么样子能够过一个真正有价值、有意义的人生。
And we neglected how to live a meaningful and significant life.
所以今天我们要讲的福音哈。 它不光是关乎万民的福音。
So this news, good news we're talking about today is not just about all people.
而且是一件非常重要、不可以少的福音。
It's a very important, you cannot live without.
星期五我们赶来，我们从外地回来参加这个Newcomers Group的聚会的时候。
The past Friday evening, we joined the Newcomers meeting.
大家都在分享信主的见证。
People were sharing how they become a Christian.
中间我提了一点点，我分享了大概两三分钟。
And I share about 2-3 minutes.
我想在我们人生里面，我们都在过生活。
We're all living a life here.
我们会碰到各式各样不同类型的事情。
And we encounter all kinds of matters.
有一些事情是我们不喜欢有的事情。
Some things we dislike.
你们小孩子不喜欢有什么？
What are the things you don't like?
Homework. 学校。
School.
标准答案。年轻人不喜欢什么？
About young people. What are the things you don't like?
失恋。
Oh, broken relationship.
中年人不希望有什么？ 失业。
Or unemployment.
老年人不希望有什么？
But for the old people.
生病，对不对？ 我们会有一些事情是我们不喜欢的。
So there are things that we dislike.
OK, 好，那我们今天早上不谈这个。
Okay, let's not talk about them.
这种不想要的、不喜欢有的，我们不谈它。
Let's not talk about those things we don't like.
在我们生活里面也有一些是可有可无的事情。
And then there are also some things that we can live with or without.
像什么？
They don't really matter. Like what?
对象，你有没有什么可有可无的事？ Games, okay. 对，对小孩子们可能是不可少的事哈。
Like games.
Games 呢？ TV。 可有可无，对，这是我们生活里面可有可无的事。
Those are things we can live with or without.
那再往前跨一步，是我们 prefer to have， 我们希望能够有是好的。Well,
there are things that we prefer to have.
金明呢？钱啊。
Money.
很属灵的，只是 prefer to have.
You only prefer to have.
练死你了。Same 我在这边写说，如果是你的话，你可能希望是有四个孩子。这是他常常跟别人讲的，他是虽然有两个，但是能够有四个更好。I thought
for Sister Nancy, she would prefer to have 4 children.
不是我们两个儿子不够好哈。
Not that our 2 children are not good.
如果我能够有个女儿 ，prefer to have.
I prefer to have a daughter too.
他们也会喜欢的，他们不会吃醋的。那再往前跨一步呢？ 如果有的话就太好了。
And then what are the things that would be so wonderful to have?
德雄你会是什么？真的。
Great children.
Grace 加油哈 Steven
You have to work hard on this one.
Aaron 你会喜欢什么如果有的话就太好了
Aaron PS3
我对啊我就想你一定要 motorcycle 的哈那年轻人可能是你的 dream car
Maybe your dream car would be so wonderful to have
那这些上班族的人啊，我们以前讲过哈，我常常引用的一句话是这个理想的工作四个条件钱多事少离家近哈，位高权重责任轻、
okay. And then for people who are at work the employment the ideal job would beBe high pay close to home very little things to do and high position
very good、然后每觉睡到自然醒
and every morning you wake up naturally without the alarm clock
然后年终分红又加薪
and at the end the year end you will get raise and bonus
有一次我 by accident 我在网络上看见有人 quote 我这句话
And once, by accident, I saw someone quote me online.
然后他把第四句话年终分红又加薪，他改了。
And then, but this person changed the last part that at the year end you will receive raise and bonus.
啊，因为他觉得 bonus 不够。
He says, it's not enough to just receive.
他把它改成什么呢？他说数钱数到手抽筋。
He changes so that it says that.You have so much money that when you count the money, you count until you have spasm on your hand.
所以我说心灵很属灵，钱只是 prefer to have. 那你们觉得这样子的工作是 prefer to have 还是 you desperate want to have?
So, are you desperate to have such jobs or you just prefer to have it?
那弟兄姊妹，你发现在我们生活里面有不喜欢发生的事。
So there are things that we hope that will never happen.
有可有可无的事。
Or things that it's okay to live.
有希望有的事。
Or something we wish we could have.
有巴不得有的事。
Or we're very desperate to have.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹跟朋友们。
But dear friends and brothers and sisters.
如果我问你说在你人生中你真的觉得人生中不可少的事情。
If I ask you seriously, what are the things that you think you cannot live without?
如果只准讲一件的话你会讲什么?
If I ask you to name only one.What would that be?
啊，也许就在外面物质来说，我们知道我不能没有空气。
Or you might say I cannot live without air.
啊，也许你是重视感情的，你觉得我不能没有爱。
Or I cannot live without love.
啊，你可能是一个很正直的人，你觉得你不能够没有正义。
Or you are a very righteous person and you say I cannot live without justice.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当我自己在想这件事的时候
As I ponder upon this question,
我也相信很多的基督徒也都会有同样的结论
I'm sure many Christians will have the same conclusion
如果我们真是要 narrow down 变成只有一件事的话我们一定会说我不能没有主耶稣
If we only can name one thing we will say I cannot live without Jesus
那为什么在这样子一个多彩多姿的世界和人生的里面
In this life full of many things
有这么多的事情发生在我们每一天我们整个的人生中
Many things are happening around us throughout our life
而我们却能够几乎异口同声的我们都愿意达到一个结论说我不能够没有耶稣
And yet we all have one conclusion We cannot live without the Lord Jesus
这个不光是一个关乎万民的大喜的信息、哦、
So this good news is not just for all people
而且是一件不可以少的一个好消息
It is inevitable It's something that you cannot live without
我们不要再是像世人一样觉得没有消息就是好消息、
啊、Please don't think that without if there's no news that's good news
我们真应该出去传这个好消息
We need to share this good news
啊，刚才我们四班在这里替我们读圣经带我们读圣经的时候
our choir was leading us to read scripture just now
虽然念慈姊妹说今天比较 light 但是你可以看得出他们很紧张因为最后一句话最重要的他们没读你看
you can see that they were kind of nervous because they missed out the,
我们
the last sentence
程序单来我们读一下第十最后一节、啊、
so let's read the last verse together
刚才他们读到说有一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里那就是记号了
There will be a sign, and then you see a babe wrapped in cloth.
那底下我们接着读，忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神， 在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，那有古卷把喜悦归于人。换句话说，在至高之处荣耀归给神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安和喜悦归于人。
And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
那大卫圣经把喜悦翻译作good pleasure 啊，就是平安喜乐归给人。
Or on good pleasure, a joy toward men.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个福音。
So this is a gospel.
啊，不光是为着福音朋友听的。
Not only for gospel friends.
也是为着我们所有都信主的所有的人类都要听这个福音。
But for all of us who are believers and all mankind.
啊，也像舒畅刚才所见证的，我们不光只是在得救的时候我们得到这个。
Just like Sister Su Chang shared, not only that when we were just saved.
其实我们每一天的生活就是应该是一个蒙福的生活啊。
That our everyday life should be a life of blessed, blessedness.
就是活在这个救恩所带给我们。我们荣耀的喜乐里面。
That we live in this glorious joy given to us by the gospel.
那这个福音呢，至高之处荣耀归给神。
And this gospel, what is it? It's glory to God in the highest.
啊，这个福音的结果要把荣耀归给天上至高的神。
The result of this gospel is to give glory to God in the highest.
啊，这个福音要带给在地上的人平安和喜乐。
And this gospel will bring to people who are on earth peace and joy.
这个圣诞节是美国几乎最大的节日。
And Christmas is about the biggest holiday in America.
啊，它跟我们中国的那个农历春节是一样的。
Almost like Chinese New Year to Chinese.
啊，家人从各地回来团圆。
Families will come from afar to gather together.
然后彼此在爱中为所爱的人预备礼物。
And in love, you prepare gifts for those.
啊，但是你如果深入了解美国的话
，But if you understand deeper this American culture,
你发现一方面这个节日带给人很多的喜乐。
On one hand, this holiday brings many joy, much joy to many people.
可是常常就在这个节日快结束的时候
，But oftentimes.About the end of the holiday season,
却也带给人很多那种说不出来的疲倦、惆怅和虚空。
This holiday might bring people emptiness and exhaustion.
那特别在美国那些年长的老人家们。
Especially to the elderly people.
他们一年里面一直盼望，就盼望年底孩子们、孙子们都回来。
Their wish throughout the year is for the holiday that their family will reunite.
可是当节气还没有结束的时候，他们的心已经开始难过了。
But yet before the end of the holiday, their hearts started to grieve already.
因为知道再过两三天，孩子、孙子们又都走了，一走又是一年。
Because they know that before long, their children and grandchildren will leave.For another year.
年轻的孩子们、小朋友们盼望圣诞礼物。
And young people and children hope for Christmas.
那个喜乐是一直爬爬爬爬爬到 Christmas Eve 到高峰了。
And then their joy and expectation escalated to and then reaches the peak on Christmas Eve.
等到礼物打开来的时候
，And then once they open their gifts,
他们的喜乐开始慢慢往下走了。
And the level their joy started to drop.
因为惊讶完了。
Because the excitement and surprise are gone.
礼物带给他们的喜乐也会开始慢慢慢慢随着几天褪色的。
And the joy brought to them by the presents will start to fade.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做人生。
And that is life.
这个所有的事情一直在这里吸引我们。
Many things are attracting our attention.
新的盼望在那里给我们带来一些力量。
And new hopes bring us strength.
但是至终在我们的里面，它会带给我们一些的虚空。
But at the end, there will be nothing but emptiness.
一方面，圣诞节太短了。
On one hand, Christmas holiday is too short.
让人的快乐不过瘾啊。
And so you cannot really enjoy it that much.
但是另外一方面
，Yet on the other hand,
是因为在圣诞节，人所注重的快乐常常是表面的。
The joy that Christmas brings to people are usually superficial.
我们忽略了刚才我是不是听在那里也告诉过我们。真正的喜乐是在于我们里面，我们得到了主。
The true joy comes from obtaining the Lord inside.
我们不能够只在外面随着世界的潮流庆祝这个节日。
We cannot just celebrate the holidays like the world.
而我们没有得着的这个大喜的信息，真正的本质。
Yet without obtaining the true essence of this great news.
就连基督徒有的时候在圣诞节或者在这个节日的里面，我们也都落在表面了啊。
Sometimes we fall into the superficiality also during holiday season.
我常常觉得，其实在圣诞节，我们的主最孤单的。
I often feel that our Lord is the loneliest during holiday.
好多人在外面欢乐庆祝，有各样的活动，可是跟主之间。
Many people are celebrating outwardly, yet they have distant relationship with the Lord.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹这两天在假期中，不要忘记停下来跟我们的主有很深的交通。
I hope that brothers and sisters will pause during the holidays to have communion and fellowship with the Lord.
我们要得着主诞生真实的祝福和荣耀。
To obtain the true blessing and glory from the birth of our Savior.
我儿子小的时候，David他。 嘴巴那时候还很小哈。
When my son David was young.
是一个苹果，他不可能咬一口的。
Okay, and he could not swallow the whole apple.
所以有一次我们一看到他不知道在地上哪边捡了一个苹果，就像老鼠一样咬了各地各一个一个皮，只咬到皮而已。
And one time we saw him had many bites on a big apple.
就是一个苹果上去东一个皮，掉西一个皮，掉西一个皮，掉都在他嘴巴，他就吃掉了。
And you see some bite marks, and he would just eat the apple.
其实苹果的肉他几乎都没吃到。But
then he didn't eat the fruit itself. It's just the skin, the peel.
今天我们基督徒很多的时候，我们在这里说享受救恩、经历主，我们常常经历的非常表面的事情。So
it's the same way with Christians. A lot of times we only experience the superficial part.
真实的福音把荣耀归给神，把喜乐平安归给人。But
true gospel will bring glory to God and peace and joy to men.
这一个喜乐是圣经上说的，那个说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。And
this joy is what the Bible describes inexpressible great glory.
这个平安也是圣经上说的，是世界不能给，也是世界夺不去的。And
this peace. Is not given by the world and cannot be taken by the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和福音朋友们，如果今天在我们里面缺少了这个平安和喜乐，
but if today we lack such peace and joy,
要么就是因为我们没有接受耶稣基督做我们的救主，
it's either because we have not received Jesus as our Savior,
要么就是我们没有真正进入这个福音真实的祝福和好处，
or we have not entered into the blessing. And the benefits of this gospel. We pray that the Lord will lead us into it. The reason the gospel came to us
is
because of Jesus Christ. Sister Su Chang shared us being a new creation.
提到这个我们能够成为新造的人，是必须在Christ里面找到hope，找到医治。
To be in the new creation, we have to find hope and healing in Christ. The fact the gospel came to us
is
because Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我今天早上讲的信息是非常非常简单的。
Today I want to share with you this very simple message.
但是却是非常真实的，而且我觉得是一个严肃的挑战。
Yeah, it's very true and serious challenge.
到底耶稣基督今天在你我的生命和生活中，他占着怎样的地位？
So what kind of position, what role does Jesus play in our life, in our heart?
到底圣经上所说的这个福音，这个全备的救恩？ 在你我的生活中有多少的实际？
What's the reality of this full complete gospel in our life?
如果真是神是我们的神，
If God is our God,
如果真是耶稣基督在我们的生命中扮演了他该站的位置和角色的话，
If Christ has the position in our heart that he deserves,
我决定相信我们的生活会有大的改变。
I'm sure our life will have a great change.
我也决定相信我们的Delta越来越大。
And I believe our Delta will increase.
虽然我们的肉身不能像邦彦弟兄说的爬到麦克风那么高，
We might not grow to that height physically.
但是我也相信我们属灵的身量要一直在主面前不住的增长。
But I believe our spiritual stature will continue to grow.
那刚才我们读的圣经里面告诉我们，
The scripture we just read tells us,
这个大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
This good news is for all the people.
而因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了什么？救主。
Because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
然后就是
And he is Christ the Lord.
请大家注意在这里他讲了耶稣两件重要重要的角色。
Please note that there are two positions, the roles of Jesus Christ.
第一个他是救主,
first, he is a savior.
第二个他是主,
and he is the Lord.
这两个角色,
and these two roles,
这两件事,
these two things,
关乎了整个人类的命运和幸福,
it's about the fate and life of all mankind.
决定了所有基督徒在主面前, 我们生活的品质和今生的结局,
and that is the key to the quality of our life and the end result of our life.
所以大家千万不要以为这两个余弟兄弟今天早上这么会对我们讲这么简单的两件事。
Please don't think that all this message is too simple for us.
He is our wonderful Savior.
He is our wonderful Savior. 他是我们奇妙的救主。
他是我们奇妙的救主。 他也必须是我们的主。
And he has to be our Lord.
我很快地讲,他是救主,我们天天都需要经历他是救主。
He's our Savior and we have to experience His salvation every day.
不管我们信耶稣觉知的那一天接受他做救主。
Not only that we receive Him as our Savior the day we were saved.
我们每一天都需要经历他是我的救主。
We have to experience that He is our Savior every single day.
他来就是要把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
He came to rescue us from our sins.
他来就是要把我们从一切不属于神, 不合乎神的里面救出来。
He wants to save us from everything that is not of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 他是救主解决的三件事情。
He is our Savior and He rescued us from three things.
他解决了我们的罪。
He deals with our sins.
他要来解决我们犯罪所带来的结果。
And then He will deal with the result of our sins.
他还要来解决我们这个会犯罪的生命。
And He wants to deal with this sinful nature.
罪行, 罪果, 罪性, 三件事情。
He deals with the sins we committed and then the consequences of our sin and our sinful nature.
好，我想我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you some examples.
假装现在在这里有个七八岁的小孩子。
Say we have a little boy of 7 or 8 years old.
我们在座没有人七八岁嘛。
We don't have anyone that's that age.
这个小孩子皮得不得了。
And then this child is very naughty.
不光皮, 他的个性非常非常的悖逆, 非常非常的恶。
Not only that he's naughty, but he's also very rebellious.
假装说这个爸爸妈妈帮他穿了一件很好的礼服，要带他出门。
Say his parents dress him up for some occasion.
这个爸爸妈妈有事情进去坐一下。
And then his parents went to take care of something else.
结果出来的时候发现这个孩子滚得满身都是泥巴，像在猪圈打过一样。
And then as they returned, they discovered that this child is full of mud. He went to play with the mud.
因为爬树调皮又刮破衣服，手上也都是。 油垢,
and then he's full of mud and filth, and then his nice clothes is torn.
不光这个样子, 他出去跟别人打架, 然后, 手上的油摸的新地毯都是黑的了。
Not only so, he went out to have fight, and then he also made the new carpet very dirty.
然后他这么脏, 所有人都说, 不要碰我, 不要碰我, 他看一个抱一个。
And everyone says, oh, stay away from me, you're so dirty, and yet he went around and hugged everyone.
你说碰到这样子的孩子。
So,
我不指你啊, 对不起, just for
so, if you face such a kid,
你有三件事情要解决。
The three things you have to take care of.
他全身的脏你要帮他善后。
You have to clean up his filth.
他身上的刮伤流血你要为他善后。
And you have to take care of the wounds.
这是他本身的。
And then these are the keys.
这是他自己犯罪的行为。
These are just about this child himself.
他所带下来的对他自己的伤害。
And the consequences, the hurt that he inflicted on himself.
还有你需要给他的管教。
And also you have to discipline this child.
第二件事情是他所带来的结果给人或周围所带来的伤害。
And also there's consequence of his behavior. He's causing hurt to others around him.
玻璃打破了,别人家孩子流血了。
He might have broken some glass windows and then caused some kids to be hurt.
地毯弄脏了,别人的礼服被他玷污了。
And then he messed up the new carpet and some other people's nice clothes.
这是罪的结果,要解决。
So that is the consequence of his sins. You have to take care of that too.
第三件事情是更难的,是他这个人的性格怎么办?
And then the third thing you have to deal with is his character. What are you going to do with him?
你把他弄干净了。
You clean him up.
你把他所有破坏的东西都恢复了。
And you restore everything that he has damaged.
但是他的本性没有改变,他还会再犯的。
But if his character remains the same, he's going to do it again.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个很简单的例子,但是讲到的人需要救赎。
This is a very example to show that everyone needs a savior.
今天不光我们这个人犯的罪行为需要解决。
Not only that, we have to deal with the sins that we have committed.
当我们犯罪, So when we sin,
we actually bring damage and hurt to people around us and the community.
There's
another thing that we can not deal with, that is our sinful
nature.
But yet today in the town of David, there's a Savior born to you.
And
because of His stripes, we can be healed.
因着他的刑罚,
and because of He bore the punishment that we can have peace.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上去。
The Lord God has given Him all the sins that we have committed.
所以他来，他赦免我们一切的罪。
So He came to forgive all our sins.
他洗净我们一切的不义, 解决了我们罪的行为,
and He cleansed us from all our transgressions.
而且他来, 他带来医治,
He came to bring healing.
他带来重建,
and restoration.
他帮我们恢复破坏的关系,
and He comes to amend and restore broken relationships.
他也让罪人带给我们的伤害, 也让我们这个人能够得到帮助,
and He gives us help from the hurt and damages caused by other sinners.
所以他来, 他让痛苦的人得到了安慰,
He has given comfort to those who are hurt.
啊, 他让那些虚空的人得到满足,
and give satisfaction to those who are feeling empty.
他让愁苦的人里面得到了喜乐,
and to give joy to those who are feeling sorrow.
他让病的人, 不管肉身, 不管心灵, 有病的人得到了医治,
and He gives healing to those who are sick, whether physically or emotionally.
他让我们这些受羞辱的人,
and those who are suffering shame,
能够被他重建起来, 能够得到荣耀,
can be restored and receive glory.
弟兄姊妹, 我们可以一直讲下去,
we can keep going on and on.
这是讲到我们在基督里面, 我们得到的恢复和医治,
and those are the healings and restoration we receive in Christ.
不管是我们自己犯罪所带来的伤害, 或是别人犯罪带给我们的伤害,
whether it's the hurt and damages caused by our sins or other people's sins,
我们都需要救主来帮助我们,
we all need a Savior to help us.
在大卫城里面为我们生的救主,
but yet today in the town of David a Savior was born for us.
而第三方面更重要的是, 祂来把一个全新的生命带给我们。
The third area is that He came to give us a brand new life,
让我们活着不再是我, 乃是基督在我们里面活着,
so that we no longer live in our old flesh but in Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们每一个人 常常要回到救恩的根基上来思想的。
We need to often go back to the foundation of our salvation and ponder upon it.
没有生命, 我们这个人不可能过得胜的生活的。
Without this new life, there's impossible for us to live victoriously.
所以今天讲大喜的信息,
as we talk about good news of great joy,
第一件事情, 我们要追根究底, 解决我们不快乐不能喜乐的原因,
the first thing we have to do is to resolve the problem why we cannot be joyful.
就是我们需要救助,
it's because we need a Savior.
因为我们是罪人,
because we're sinners.
罪的问题不解决,
if we do not deal with the problem of sin, we can never have true joy.
罪的问题不解决,
without dealing with the problem of sin, we can never have true peace.
不光是为了福音朋友,
not only for gospel friends, but for every brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们需要救主,
we need a Savior.
喜乐的原因在于我们的罪必须要解决,
our joy lies on the resolution of our sin.
千万不要以为福音都只想听好的,
please do not think that gospel is only about something good.
最大的福音是耶稣爱我们, 祂要解决我们最根本的问题。
The greatest gospel is that Jesus loves us and He wants to solve the greatest problem that we have.
我们决定不会是想挑一个医生, 只是因为他喜欢说好话。
We would never choose a doctor who will only say good things, good news to you.
有一个人就跟他朋友讲, 他说, 哎, 我的这个医生最好。
Once someone tells his friends, hey, my doctor is the best.
他说为什么?
Why?
哦, 他说你照出来的 X光, 如果你不喜欢的话, 他帮你 touch up, 改成你喜欢的。
That if you don't like the X-rays, that your X-ray result, he will just touch up and make it the way you like it.
所以我去照 X光, 发现我里面长了瘤了, 我跟医生说我不喜欢那里有个瘤。
So if my X-ray shows that there's a tumor, and I tell my doctor, I don't like the tumor on my X-ray.
医生说没关系, 你只要给我15块钱, 我帮你把它涂掉。
The doctor says, it's okay, just pay me $15 more and I'll mark it.
你要这样子的医生吗?
do you like such a doctor?
喜欢这样子的医生,
Raise your hand if you like such a doctor.
我相信我们没有一个人喜欢这样子的医生。
No, none of us like such a doctor.
我们要的医生是真正的医治我们的拯救我们的解决我们问题的。
We want a doctor who can truly heal us and solve our problems.
所以主耶稣来,他不是给人粉饰的平安。
And so Jesus come not just to give us a touch of superficial.
他要解决人不快乐,没有平安的根那个原因。
He wants to solve the problem that why we do not have peace.
因为人跟神出了问题了。
It's because there's a problem between God and man.
他实在是我们最需要的救主啊。
So he is the savior we desperately need.
除他以外, 别无拯救。
Aside from him, there's no other salvation.
在耶稣里面,我们的罪都得到了解决。
In Christ, our sins are dealt with.
我们犯的罪,他赦免我们。He
forgives our sins.
我们带下来的伤害解决不了的,他帮助我们来医治,来恢复别人。He
helps us and restore from the damages and hurt we cause.
或是我们被别人的犯罪所伤害的,主耶稣来医治我们。
And he will heal us from the damages and hurt inflicted by others.
让我们在这个世界的里面重新有盼望。
So that we once again find hope in this world.
让我们因为在基督里面,我们可以成为新造的人。 就是一过,一切都成为新的。
Because we are in Christ, we can be a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
他能够让我们所有人跟神,人跟人之间的这个不和睦能够被他恢复过来。
He can restore all our broken relationships between God and between men.
第二个,他是主。
And then he is the Savior.
我们不仅要接受耶稣做我们的救主。
Not only that he is our Savior.
他能够把我们从拥有的痛苦、罪恶的伤害、刑罚里面释放出来。
He can deliver us and rescue us from sins and hurt and damages.
第二个人享受平安和喜乐的秘诀在于认识、接受耶稣基督是主。
The second key to enjoy peace and joy is to recognize and acknowledge that He is the Lord.
因为时间的关系，我也只能很简短的讲一下。
And I'll go through this very quickly.
当我们真在生活中让耶稣基督做主的时候，
If we let Jesus Christ be our Lord in our daily life,
我相信我们都会像大卫王一样发自内心说，主，你是我的主。 我的好处不在你以外。
We will all exclaim like David to discover that Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things.
你今天去问犹太人、以色列人，他们最伟大的君王，他们都会告诉你 David King, not King David.
If you ask any Jew today, their greatest king ever in history, they will all say King David.
这么伟大的大卫王，在他的心中，他却对天上的主说：“你是我的主。”
This great King David will say to the God in heaven, Lord, you are my Lord.
我的好处不在你以外。
Apart from you, I have no good things.
大权在他的手中。
He holds great power.
万民在他的脚下。
And people are under his feet.
各国的财宝都运来向他朝贡。
All the treasures were sent to him from nations.
他几乎要什么有什么。
He can get anything he wants.
但是他知道没有一件事情能够替代。
But he knows there's nothing can replace God in his heart.
虽然他是君王,
Even though he was a king. But he knows he submits to this Lord of the Lords and King of the Kings. When he placed God in the right position.
他知道没有一个好处可以跟这个好处相比。
He knows there's no other good thing can compare to God.
而且他说我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身安然居住。
And he says my heart rejoices and my body will rest insecure.
同样的，大卫也提醒世人。
And also David reminded the world.
如果我们用任何其他的替代的主，
If we replace God with anything else in this world,
我们的愁苦必然加增。
Our sorrow will increase.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
到底在众人欢乐这个佳节的时候，
As the world is celebrating holidays,
我们不要管别人， 我们很诚实地走到自己内心最深之处。
Let's go to the depths of our heart, honestly.
在我们里面， 我们有真实的喜乐和满足吗？
Do we have true joy and satisfaction?
在我们里面到底愁苦是在加增呢，还是我心欢喜，我灵快乐，我的肉身安然居住？
Is our sorrow increasing or our hearts and soul rejoice and our body rest in security?
属灵的温度计在这里告诉到底主在我们心中是不是主？
The spiritual thermometer would tell if the Lord God is our Lord in the heart.
弟兄姊妹，整个世界不光是 Christmas season， 基督是中心，是这个 season 的原因。
Not only Jesus Christ is the reason for this season.
根本圣经上说，整个宇宙受造都是为了他。
The Bible says the whole universe was created for him.
启示录说，万有被造是为着神的旨意而有的。
The book of Revelation says the whole world was created for him.
哥罗西书第一章说，万有是因他而造，为他而造。
And then the universe was created for him by him.
所以今天在你我的生活里面，如果基督不是中心，基督不是主的话，
So in our life, if Jesus is not the center and is not the Lord,
因为平安和喜乐不可能归给我们。
It's impossible for us to enjoy peace and joy.
不是神不给，神早给了。
It's not that God does not give to us. God has given to us already.
只有一个 channel， 只有一个方法，借着耶稣基督。
But only through one channel, one way, through Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣是主。
Yes, Jesus is the Lord.
一方面说到是我们真实喜乐、平安和满足的秘诀。
That's the secret to our true joy, peace, and satisfaction.
第二方面也是我们整个生活、人生有意义、有价值的关键。
And that is the key to the significance and meaningfulness of our life.
我们以前讲到的，之前举过一个例子哈。
I once gave you an example.
来考考你们哈。
I'll test you.
假装我现在这边有十一个digit.
Say I have 11 digits.
Numbers. 1 and 10 zeros.
And you can line them up in any order you want.
请问最小的值是多少?
So what's the smallest number?
零，你把一不放进去的话就是零，对不对?
The smallest number is zero if you just drop the one.
零又叫 nothing.
And zero is like nothing.
所以你如果一不在里面的话，就是 nothing.
Without the one, you got nothing.
这十个零。
You have 10 zeros.
我们举例子来说。
For example.
你的学业。
Say like your school, your education.
你的健康。
Your health.
你的事业。
Your career.
你的财富。
Your wealth.
你的人际关系。
Your relationships.
你所有在乎的人生的重大的事情，每一个用一个零做代表。
Any things you care about in life.That they would be represented by a zero.
那一
And what is this one?
讲到主
That is the Lord.
如果主不在其中
If the Lord is not in these,
我们整个人生不管有拥有多少个令人羡慕的这个
But no matter how much zeros, how many zeros you have,
那很多人家庭摆不出来的
Some people, their families are not presentable.
很多人自己的学业不好意思给人家看的，你们有几个人成绩单一天到晚给人家 show off 的？
Or some people are ashamed to show their report cards.
有的人健康不好意思拿出来 show off.
Or some cannot brag about their health.
就这边你可以拿得出来的。
Okay, just bring out the things that are presentable.
如果 Christ 不在其中。
But without Christ in them.
我们这一生结束的时候，在神的眼中是零分。
By the time our life ends, they will be zero in God's eyes.
他能够成为最大的智慧是多少？
Then what's the greatest number?
就是一后面十个零，对不对？
If you put one and then followed by 10 zeros, that would be the greatest number.
那个基本在哪里？它是我们的数学经验。生病了，那他倒发挥了。一后面十个零是多少？
So what's the number?
110，哇，难怪你儿子这么聪明。
10 billion.
10 billion.100亿
That's 10 billion.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天不管你的生活，不管你的家庭，不管你我的健康，不管你在地上任何人生理想的追寻。
Whatever, whether it's your family, your life, your career, anything you pursue in life.
如果我们真把主摆在位置的话。
If we place God in the right place.
所有的东西都有价值。
Everything will have its significance.
不光是价值，它是十倍十倍的上去。
Not only it has value, it's exponential value.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是老掉牙的比喻，但是我希望弟兄姊妹再一次的思想，尤其在年尾的时候。
I know this is a very old example, and you are very familiar, but I would like everyone to ponder upon this.
神的旨意是要叫耶稣基督在凡事上居首位。
Because God wants Jesus Christ to have the first place in everything.
当主真是主的时候。
When God is the Lord, when Jesus, when the Lord is the Lord,
所有的家庭、所有的事业、所有的人际关系、所有的追寻，都在主的面前有永恒的价值。
And everything you have, your family, your pursue, your career, all will have meaning in the Lord.
你如果一部分让主做主，一部分不让主做主。
If you let the Lord be Lord over certain areas, but not other areas,
你就在主面前损失了许多的价值。
Then you will suffer loss.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他来是做救主，也是做主。
He came to be a Savior and the Lord.
就像约书亚面对那个耶和华军队的元帅一样。
As Joshua faced the captain of the Lord's army.
我来是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
Says I have come to be the captain of the Lord's army.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们能够在主的面前珍惜。神所赐给我们的爱子耶稣基督。
I hope that we will all cherish the beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ.
想到他是我们的救主，我们充满了感谢。
Our hearts will be full of thankfulness when we think about He's our Savior.
想到了他是我们的主。
And He's our Lord.
我们的心敬拜他。
Our hearts worship.
我们心甘情愿的愿意让主做主。
We willingly let Him be our Lord.
他真是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
你就发现你充满了平安和喜乐。
And your heart will be full of joy and peace.
你能够说有主够了。
And you will say the Lord Himself will be enough.
而且更宝贵的事情，就在我们享受有主够了的时候。
As we are saying the Lord is enough.
我们所有的生活都产生了永恒的价值。
And everything about our life will have eternal value.
这叫做大喜的信息。
And that is the great news.
这是天地共享、神人同乐的福音。
It's a good news shared by heaven and earth and celebrated by God and men.
荣耀归给神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安喜乐归给人。
And on earth, peace and joy toward men.
因为这边在年尾的时候。
As the year ends,
我真的希望我们回到这个最根本、最简单的福音上。
Let's go back to this most fundamental and basic truth.
我们再来感谢耶稣基督是我奇妙的救主。
And let's be thankful that our Jesus Christ is our wonderful Savior.
我们在他宝座前再一次承认你是我的主。
And before His throne, we once again confess,
Lord,
you are my God. And you will have first place in everything.
刚才唱诗的时候，念慈姊妹说，主耶稣曾经诞生在马槽里面。
Yes, the Lord Jesus was born in a manger.
今天他也愿意诞生在我们每一个卑贱的心中。
And yet today He wants to be born in every one of our hearts.
他来没有用威吓来征服我们。
He did not come to conquer us with threats.
像暴君强迫人降服他。
Like a tyranny trying to force people to submit.
圣经上说，这位伟大的王降临的时候，居然是用马槽作为他的记号。
This great God, when He was born to us, the sign would be a baby born in the manger.
这么卑微温和的降临来到地上。
Very humbly and peacefully, He was born to us.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣今天都在我们里面。
Today, Lord Jesus is in our heart.
让我们都来围绕他，来爱他。
Let's all surround him and love him.
伟大的王，万王之王。
This great king, the king of kings.
居然这么谦卑、温和的方式来到我们心中。
Humbly and gently, he came to our hearts.
让我们都来爱他。
Let's love him.
我们都来敬拜他。
And worship him.
我们都来跟随他。
And follow him.
对他，你如何？
To him, what would you do?
我们最后再来唱一下这首歌啊，七十四首。
Let's sing the hymn on 74.
未来，
怜悯慈爱宽恕，温柔又谦和。 却受苦，为就是长征，我自己做耶稣，对他你如何？
最后一起来，
怜悯之爱宽恕，温柔又谦和，为了罪人忍辱，安抚是加恩，生命流血受苦，为就是长征，他自己做耶稣，对他你如何？
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray。
我知道今天早晨在我们中间来的福音朋友并不多啊。
I know that we don't have many gospel friends here。
但是我仍然希望在这样一个难得的日子里面。
But I hope still in this great holiday。
在这样一个难得的机会里面。
In this rare chance。
当天使，当众儿女们都在这里报大喜的信息。
When the angels and the children of God are proclaiming a good news。
我也希望你能够有份于这个伟大的福音。
I hope that you can be part of this gospel。
我更希望你能够有份于这个伟大的救赎和生命。
Hope that you will partake this great salvation and life。
让你能够享受耶稣基督所带给我们的赦罪和平安。
That you will enjoy the salvation and forgiveness。
也让我们在这里享受耶稣基督带给我们那个全新的生命。
And to enjoy this brand new life from Jesus Christ.
让我们的人生过得更有价值，更充实。
That our life will be more fulfilling and meaningful.
我不晓得在座有没有任何的福音朋友，今天你愿意向主耶稣表明，你愿意来认识他，来接受他。
Are there any gospel friends here who are willing to accept him and to know him?
你不需要做什么事，你也不需要去读懂太多的圣经。
You don't have to do anything or to understand more Bible.
只要你心里面真的愿意来接受他做你个人的救主。
If you're willing to accept him as your savior.
来赦免我们的罪。
To forgive our sins.
来医治我们的软弱。
To heal our weakness.
来赐给我们一个全新的生命。
To give us a brand new life.
如果你愿意的话，你在位置上轻轻地把手举起来。
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
不用管别人啊，你如果愿意的话，请你把手举起来。
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
有没有这样子的人
？For anyone.
任何人，有没有这样子的人
？Anyone here?
我再问最后一次，有没有这样子的朋友们？你今天愿意在这样一个宝贝神圣的时刻，把你的心向这位救主打开来？
Are you willing to open your heart in this sacred and precious moment?
你也许有很多的问题不了解。
There might be questions you do not understand.
甚至连宇宙中有没有神你都不知道。
Or you're not sure if there's a God.
但是你却愿意羡慕过一个得救的生活。
But yet you long to live a saved life.
你羡慕像基督徒一样能够来认识、得着、经历这位救主。
You long to experience and to know the Savior like other Christians.
只要你这样子愿意，你就可以把手举起来。
As long as you're willing, please raise your hand.
有没有这样子的人，请你把手举起来。
Is there anyone?
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你实在是我们喜乐的原因。
And you're the reason of our joy.
你实在是我们在主的面前能够得到平安、得到盼望的原因。
And you're the reason for our hope and our peace.
你来了，我们整个人生都改变了。
You came so that our whole life changed.
你不仅仅带给了我们赦罪的平安。
Not only that, you brought us peace from forgiveness.
你更带给了我们天上的喜乐。
And the heavenly joy.
是人夺不去的平安。
That cannot be taken away by men.
这个地上不能给我们的喜乐。
Cannot be offered by the world.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们为了在座这少数几位朋友，我们感谢你。
We thank you for these friends.
我们谢谢你带他们来到。
We thank you for bringing them to church today.
我们求你继续带领他们。
We pray that you will continue to lead them.
让他们有更多的机会来听见福音。
That they will have more chance to hear about the gospel.
直到他们归到你的名下。
Until they are baptized into your hands.
我们也特别为了我们在座这些已经得救的儿女们祷告。
I also pray for children of God who are being saved.
但愿这古老的福音一点不陈旧。
That this Old gospel will not be stale.
它永远新鲜，永远吸引我们。
It will be forever fresh and appealing to us.
因为它所传的救主永远爱我们。
Because the Savior about the is loves forever.
向着我们的心意，向着我们的慈爱，永远不改变。
And His will and His love for us will never change.
主啊，在年尾的时候，再用你的爱来充满我们。
As the year about to end, please fill us with Your love.
如果在我们的生命里、生活中有任何不正常的地方
，If there's anything that is not right,
主，你永远是我们奇妙的救主。
You're always our wonderful Savior, Lord.
伸手来拯救我们。
Stretch out your hand to save us.
施恩来医治我们。
Have mercy and heal us.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
如果我们跟人、家庭、工作上有任何的困扰
，If there are any struggles with family or with someone at work.
主啊，在这特别的日子，让我们都来到你施恩的座前。
In these special days, we want to come before the throne of grace.
让我们不灰心，我们不失望。
That we will not be despaired or lose hope.
我们借着祷告，我们经历你在我们身上的救恩。
Through prayer, we want to experience your salvation.
我们把在座的年轻孩子们特别交给你。
We commit young brothers and sisters in your hands, Lord.
主，我们知道你爱他们。
We know that you love them dearly.
让他们在年轻的时候就认识了你。
That they know you in their youth.
希望他们对你的经历，不光你是我们的救主。
I hope that their knowledge of you will not stay of your their Savior only.
也实在让他们愿意让主成为他们。生活的中心
But that they are willing to let you be their center of life.
愿意让主在他们的生活中居首位
That the Lord will have first place in their life.
主，我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
也为了早上所有的聚会，谢谢你
We thank you for all the meetings we have this morning.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣的名
And all the prayers and thanksgivings are in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.